What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. Happy New Year, everyone. First episode, season 4 of The Morning Toast. Hope you're ready for it.
Hope you're ready for it. Happy 2021. The most shocking thing of all time is that this is season 4 of The Toast.
Yes, I was making a little graphic for our Instagram last night, and I'm like, season 3. And then it kind of sounded familiar, like I've already said season 3, so I had to double check with you. And much to my
surprise,
it was season 4.
Because it's not like a bad thing.
No.
It's so exciting. I mean, 4 seasons of The Toast.
I mean, we're really aging ourselves. And
I know.
Despite all the popular demand, we are back with another season, bigger and better than ever.
Yes, I'm so excited for the new year, even though the new year starting like on a Thursday and then waiting to Monday to like officially start the new year, because obviously you're not going to start mentally again Friday.
No.
It's interesting.
It's weird. I definitely feel like we're in this like limbo type period. And I think collectively, like the world has never had a Monday, like so Monday, you know, because it's like everyone's back from vacation
now. The first Monday of the year is really the Mondayest Monday of all time.
But the fact that the new year really started on a Friday and so we got like 4 extra days, like it's just so Monday.
Yeah. No, it's so Monday.
But we're all in this together.
And The Toast is back to help you get through it all. We had a wonderful, much needed, so appreciated break.
So much inner peace. So little anxiety. It was really great. Great, you know, experience to have under our belt as we head into the new year.
Right. I think it's a great tone to set.
Agreed.
You know, bringing in, ushering in more inner peace.
And, you know, actually, over the course of our vacation and kind of like the world's vacation, so much really did happen that Jackie and I actually had to stop and record an episode for our Patreon just to kind of, you know, talk about the Bachelorette finale, the Potomac finale.
Ilaria.
Hillary. so much that needed to be discussed. We didn't want to wait till the new year because some of it's old news. A lot of news about Ariana Grande and John Mulaney. So if you are looking for all of that, we've already covered it all, even though I will probably be talking about Hillary Hayward Thomas till the end of time because it's like the craziest thing ever. But if you're really looking for our recap on all that stuff, head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/morningtoast, because our 5th episode of the month was just like an update in pop culture.
Right. And that has all the stories that you might have been hoping to hear today, because today's stories are all in New Year, new stories.
And in the words of our Yiddish ancestors, kumza fresh.
Kumza fresh.
Fresh slate.
Fresh cakes.
Fresh cakes.
All of our stories have happened in 2021, and it's already been a bustling year. Like, all of the stories are our top stories.
Wow, and they're all occurring in 2021 is what you're saying?
Yes, 2021 is a mouthful.
Oh my God, I cannot say it. I guess we're supposed to say 21.
Oh.
Like apostrophe 21.
That works for me.
I'm just not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We were saying like before the new year when we had so much hope. We were like, I just know, or at least I was putting like all my eggs in one basket. Like when I wake up on January 1st, like new world, who dis? And now as someone who's living in 21, I can let you know it's same world, same me, same garbage.
Yeah. But you know what? It's kind of familiar and I like it. Like, even though I'm someone who really does like change.
Yeah.
I'm really liking how 21 feels just like 2020.
Great.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's great.
It's great.
No, it's so good.
It's only going to get better. And yeah. I do think it's because like of this weird in-between days that we've had. And so like Monday, January, what's the date?
Fourth.
This is really the start of the new year.
Yes.
Like I feel like I'm getting so many emails today. You
Me
know?
Too.
That's,
oh my God.
That's when you know it's like a real productive day. How many emails you get from like companies and, you know,
everyone's back online.
Marketing managers who are like, let's send out our New Year promo.
No one's OOO anymore.
No one is OOO.
And you know what? You know what I really feel like things are going to turn around for the world?
When?
January 26, 2021.
I completely agree.
You do, right? I actually think that my book, obviously everyone knows Girl with No Job, The Crazy Beautiful Life of an Instagram Thirst Monster. And if you've already been getting annoyed with my promo, like I just suggest you maybe sit this month out because like I'm going to be so fucking annoying. I just got the first official copies of my book. So if you've been watching our podcast, you're like, Claudia, what are you talking about? You have a copy of your book right next to you. No, I went through the various books we have in our studio, which are all former Redheads books, and just found one that my cover fit on. Now I have my actual book, and there is a insert in the middle with like 20 pictures that I wanted to include in the paper copy. Jackie's holding it right now.
I literally forgot about this. I'm going to the pictures I haven't seen.
So that's why I was really excited to get the physical copy. Yeah.
Oh my God, there I am. This is an unseen pic.
No, I know.
These are unseen.
I referenced so many moments in the book that I wanted you to have visual aids for. So there's 20 pictures in the middle. The book.
Oh my God, move-in day at NYU.
Is that?
I'm shook.
No, I went to the depths of my Facebook. My friend Jason, who I was talking about like a month ago because I had dinner with him, I told you he has pictures on his phone from 2012.
Yeah.
Like he really helped me curate these photos. So I got the physical copies, which I'm so excited about. And in exchange, I'm offering a barter to all the people who have been pestered by my constant promotion. I know that I'm really annoying, but like I'm a first time author and like I'm just not gonna stop. But I did want to do something nice because like the toasters have really been so nice about the book, like so supportive, getting excited, ordering on their Kindles, pre-ordering, and I wanted to do a little giveaway. So for everyone who ordered the book, all you have to do is forward your proof of purchase to book@girlwithnojob.com, and I'm gonna pick 5 people to give like huge merch bundle, like a big basket of merch to. So all you have to do is forward your proof of purchase or your receipt to book@girlwithnojob.com, and I'm going to choose 5 people to give big ass merch baskets to. You're staring at the pictures in my book. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at everything. First of all, I just want to say you put in the before and after.
Jackie, please don't spoil it.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
Like, that is a reason to buy the book.
I'm so brave. Do you agree?
No, because you look great before and
after. No, I don't look great before.
But this is a ringing endorsement.
100%.
Of what your before and after ring. I won't tell you guys.
Yeah.
I'll leave that, but there's a before and after in here that is
shocking.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
So many fabulous photos. I was just looking at the photo of the beacon, looking for myself, obviously.
So yes, girlwithnojob.com/book is where you can pre-order all versions, Kindle, audiobook, and hardcover. And I promise that's enough for the book promo today.
But speaking of books, there's something that we need to talk about. You guys might have noticed that Claudia is officially, but not officially, because I don't want to confuse people, because it's really confusing that we call the hosts of the podcast the Redheads and the listeners the Redheads.
Very confusing.
But Claudia is officially a Redhead.
As in a
not host.
As in a listener.
As in a reader.
Yes. Jackie really got me into the Kindle. I really always read on vacation. I just can't get behind like reading in my bed. It just seems so weird. Like, why am I not watching TV? You know?
Yeah.
And we were on vacation and I brought a big book that you recommended, The Luckiest Girl Alive, like 400 pages. And I'm like, I'm going to read this the whole trip. And within the first 2 days, I was done with it. And I'm like, damn, I wish I had another book. And that's the magic of the Kindle. Jackie was very generous and offered me her second Kindle, to where I read another 7 books.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you put out your official ranking. The literary world was quaking. Like
quaking in their boots.
I could feel reverberations
through
the literary world.
You could feel the library shooketh.
There were aftershocks too.
It was crazy. No, it was quaking. It was an earth motherfucking quake.
But you read some really great books.
I did. I read some fucking terrible books too.
And what's so interesting, and I feel like this is how you can see like we're evolving, new year, new us. Like we did not watch any TV on break aside from Potomac reunions. And so all of the content recaps we have today are book recaps.
No, I know. We're like such nerds.
Such nerds. We're so nerdy.
Well, you know what? Like TV is obviously my happy place, but it's also where a lot of my work stems from.
It's your homework.
So sometimes I do find TV to be like a little bit anxiety inducing. And now I haven't watched a lick of TV in the last 3 weeks, and it's been such a joy. Obviously today I'm going to watch Bridgerton, and this week all of our recaps, we're going to catch up every day. So we're both behind on like OC and Salt Lake City, but each day when we recap the new episode of whatever's on the night before, we'll be caught up on everything else.
Of whatever sauce, yeah.
And Dallas Housewives is now on.
Matchler is tonight.
I'm
very excited for that.
Yes, and tomorrow I'm going to be recapping Matchler, The Bachelor, with Ben, who's going to be co-hosting with me tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yes, I will be out of the show for a personal matter Tuesday and Wednesday. which is sad, but Ben will be here. And I feel like we haven't had a B on the T in over a year.
I know. And I'm going to make him watch A Bachelorette with me tonight.
Oh my God. That's going to be so fun. Because it's
like fresh. He can just jump in.
And nobody knows Matt. Right. So like he knows just as much as you do.
And maybe it'll be nice for once to have like a straight male perspective on The Bachelor.
Yes, definitely. That's going to be really fun. B on the T. But I'm bum.
Be on the T.
Ooh.
So we have an amazing episode for you guys.
Yeah, I think we could jump right in. Do you? I don't know. It feels so rushed, even though we've just been circling the drain.
Well, we were in the middle of talking about books before I cut you off. So my official ranking did kind of change things in the literary space 100%. And I did recap a lot of the books that I read on the Patreon episode, but since then I've read two books that were both absolutely atrocious. And I just think I want to warn people so they don't waste their time. Because in both books, like towards the end, does this happen to you where you get angry, like at the end of a book for wasting your goddamn time? Like I was literally fucking furious at the end of The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty.
I get that way sometimes in the middle. I forget which book. Let me just look at my Goodreads. I was reading something and it really started to lag in the middle and I was like getting annoyed.
Yeah.
And I never do the thing where you like just skim through and like only read.
No, I definitely do that.
Only read like quotes.
I don't only read quotes. I just definitely speed read. Like not everything registers. And then like I'll see where something important. Oh.
I read this book Una Out of Order, which was cute. But there was like one chapter. If you read the book. If you read the book, basically the premise is this: she doesn't age chronologically. Like every New Year's is her birthday, and she skips to a different age, like skips forward, skips back. And there was one age that like I couldn't
deal with. Yeah. Well, I finished The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty, which is impossible to say, and I have to say it was one of the worst books I've literally ever read. And Jackie told me it was her favorite book that she read last year.
One of my favorite books that I read this year. Dana had recommended it, and I loved it. I thought it was so cute. And you love Nothing to See Here, so I was like, oh, she can live with a little magical realism.
No, the magical realism was so stupid and like so not believable. I could only suspend disbelief for so long. I loved Nothing to See Here. And at the beginning of The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty, I actually really, really liked it. And I like the premise, spoiler alert, of her like, you know, living in this disguise. And it just thought it was so interesting, like just an interesting topic about like mainstream beauty standards. But then with Lily and the piano, I was like, this book is so stupid.
Got it.
Well, and the mask. Oh my God, so stupid.
Okay, I'm sorry. But
no offense to you.
I'm glad you became such a redhead.
Yes, I know. So I'm curious, like I said, I've always read on vacation, but I don't know if it's going to stick. I just read way more than I ever have. I read 8 books in 2 weeks.
That's the power of the Kindle.
Power of the Kindle, 100%. You just want to read fast.
Right. And so I gave you my Kindle. We're going to see if it sticks.
If not, I'll give it back.
Sweet. Works for me.
But I'll definitely be reading Girl With No Job, The Crazy Beautiful Life, and Instagram Thirst Monster on January 26th.
Well, I'll be reading it a little before that because we are going to be recording a very special Redheads episode with the author. So everyone, make sure you pre-order it so that you can read it within the first week and get your questions in for the author.
100%, you guys. This is like never before seen. Gwunch like you've never seen her.
Gwunch like you've never seen her. And the Redheads like you've never seen them because we've never had an author on the podcast.
I'm going to wear a turtleneck and my glasses.
Okay, but it's podcast only. So,
oh, right.
But we do take a photo at the end.
Definitely be wearing my turtleneck.
Speaking of Redheads, new episode drops on Thursday. We're going to be recapping Layla, which Snitch and I read together. We just finished. You guys, it's really good. It's unlike anything we've read before. And it's our first foray into Colleen Hoover on the Redheads. And I don't want to spoil anything. But the other two Redheads, who are much more literary, are really liking it too. So I think it's going to be a really great episode. And by the way, if you're struggling to get through the book, I saw some comments that people were. It lags in the middle, but picks up at the end. So power through, you guys.
Okay.
Even if you have to only read the quotes, which is what some people do, apparently.
Counselor told us that she did that.
Like,
counselor
told us. Only when people are speaking.
I'm not going to lie. I really feel that, though. Like, 100%.
No, now that you said it, like, that's going to be my, like, my backup. If I'm ever struggling to get through a book, maybe I'll pick up Anxious People again and only read the quotes.
Yeah, no, 100%. Oh, and another book that I started that I actually really liked in the beginning, and then it was like, okay, we get it, like, you take a lot of pills, was this book called How to Murder Your Life by Kat Marnell. Dana recommended it to me, and she was like, honestly, it was like so quirky and different, and I was like living for it at first, and then it was just like so repetitive, like literally over 200 pages where it's like partying. I was like, okay, we get it, you partied, what happened after that?
Yeah,
because obviously something happens,
right? But you didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it, but she had like a crazy interesting childhood, and childhoods are usually my least favorite part of people's books, but it was she just had this crazy life in the Northeast. Like, it was so good, and then it just really did not
hit
turn
for you.
No.
Got it. Well, you downloaded it to my Kindle, so I might read it now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I did waste your money.
It's okay.
Now I love using someone else's Kindle.
I like having some books on my Kindle that I haven't read and that I don't intend to read just in case I get stuck on a desert island.
Right.
And like, and now I have these books on my Kindle.
Or like a plane.
Right. Or that.
Yeah. All right. So I think.
I think we could jump in now. I feel like I'm caught up. That's what's on my mind. And now let's talk about others.
For the first time in 2020, I'm going to say it. 100%.
I'm sure if we rewind
this, I definitely said it already.
We've already said it. But without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And Jackie, it is the first episode.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Are you okay?
Call an ambulance! Call an ambulance! But not for me, because I have something to say. It is January 4th, you guys, and you know that today's episode needs to be brought to you by Noom. New year, new me, new resolutions. Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there, and things like that old-fashioned food pyramid aren't much help. It's not about what you just ate, but how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about your eatings, your cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. Noom is based in psychology. They teach you why you make the choices you do, and they give you the tools to replace your habits with healthier ones. Their cognitive behavioral approach means you're not just losing weight, you're building the habits that you need to keep it off. So you can have tons of specific goals or things you want to improve on in Noom. If you want to eat better, you want to feel better, you want to have more energy, you want to fit better into your clothes, you can just want to feel more confident in general or physically more confident. And Noom is here to help because everyone is busy and they just want you to take 10 minutes a day. I don't think that's a lot. Over 80% of people who sign up for Noom finish the program, and over 60% of them have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Because sometimes, and I'm the queen of this, like losing weight, and then it's just like, poof, never happened. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/toast. That's noom.com/toast. Honestly, it's like kind of cliche, like new year, but really, like, if you're not going to do it now, like today, now is the time. Today's the day.
Now is the time. A new year is a totally clean slate. And if you don't know where to start, Noom is the perfect place to start. I've recommended it to so many people. Yeah. I love it so much. And I just feel like if you, at any stage that you're at in a quote-unquote weight loss journey or just a journey
bettering yourself,
Noom is the perfect friend for you.
Yeah. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com, Noom.com/toast. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/toast.
Okay. First story. It's two stories.
Okay.
Two big breakups already in 2021. The first one, Kelly and Peter broken up, and now she is sharing her thoughts on what happened.
He broke the news on Instagram.
He broke the news 3 days ago, and it was really shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked. I'm still shocked, and I want to talk about it.
Because there were rumors that they were, like, even engaged.
I know, and they were moving together in New York. And now they're broken up. So she said, quote, "I know a lot of you have already heard the news, but I wanted to take some time to process it for myself before sharing. It saddens me to say this, but Peter and I have decided to go our separate ways. Peter and I had some unbelievable times together, and they will definitely be missed." She said, "Unfortunately, him and I are in two different stages of our lives and saw our future paths differently. I wish Peter the absolute best and want to thank everyone for your continued support as I move on to my next chapter." So I think the interesting nugget here is they broke up because they're in two different stages of their lives and saw their future paths differently.
And so, like, who was in what stage?
Zoom in on that. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, Kelly is an absolute motherfucking queen, and like, Peter did, like, disgraced her on national television, so I'm sure that's, like, hard to get past. But once you do,
think it's still about
No.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is that, like, yes, I agree, Kelly, you're on two different planes. Like, Peter's a child and you're a woman, and you are just everything of the sort. And unfortunately, even though I tried to, like, see it for Kelly, Peter is the definition of nothing of the sort. And honestly, damn, I might even say he was one of the worst bachelors we've ever had in our entire lives, and I never felt so frustrated watching television as I did when Peter, what's his last name?
Weber.
Pilot was on my screen. So I'm like, of course, Kelly's too good for this. Like, she's an absolute radiant queen, and Peter is just the sorry people. I'm sorry.
Okay, I agree. And I would have said that, like, 8 months ago.
And I haven't even, like, shipped them for one fucking second.
I really shipped them. And, like, this, to me, considering everything that you just said, but they were making it work. And now that they're broken up, like, I guess it just goes back to everything you just said.
Right, but no, it's like at the end of the day.
What were the last 7 months about?
Quarantine. And at the end of the day.
No, but like, they were like golfing and with Barb. And
Jackie,
like,
at the end of the day, like, you can, you know, try and make it work. But a queen is a queen, and a sorry person is a sorry person.
I agree with that. And someone who's everything of the sort is EOTS, and someone who's nothing of the sort is NOTS. And that's just the way of the world.
And literally nothing, not even the pandemic, can change that.
I guess. So you're saying, like, at the end of the day, it was those initial things that broke them up. And she was just like,
No, I'm not saying that's the reason. I'm just saying, like, as a viewer, I'm like, obviously these two people didn't work out. One of them is a queen and one of them is a sorry person.
I know, but like, this queen took the sorry person in. So what?
She's going to... Desperate times. We're living in a pandemic. She's going
to then hold being a sorry person against him?
But you're not listening to me. I'm not saying that's why she broke up with him. I'm just saying everyone's like all shocked. I'm not. Queens don't hang out with sorry people.
But she did. Okay. So maybe he wasn't as sorry as you thought.
Extenuating circumstances. We were living in a pandemic, and you know what? You do crazy things when you think the world is going to end, okay? And I understand, Kelly. And this man is just not the man for you.
I guess.
It's like, in no way is he the man for her at all. Like, just, this is the least shocking news I've ever heard. And everyone being like, what? You know what I'm more shocked by? That Kelly ever took him back after what he did to her on television.
I know. That was, like, really so crazy.
But like I said, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I truly stan Kelly, and, like, she made me like Peter, and she made me even care about what happens to him, and so I'm just going to go with her on this one, and, like, unfortunately, Peter and I are going our separate ways once again.
And you know what? I was a little annoyed with Kelly for, like, making me, like, see Peter, because I was so fucking done with him after a season, and, you know, the Bachelor...
And she, like, legitimized him once again.
And the Bachelorettes, like, they turn over so fast, you really never get time to, like, decompress after each season, and I was so unbelievably, like, furious at, like, ABC production and Peter specifically for wasting my goddamn time with his whole bullshit love story. Like, Madison, Hannah Ann, Kelly, like, there was literally Kelsey, like, four really top four who, like, were just, like, all winners at one point, and it was just, like, such a sickening waste of my time, and I was really ready to just, like, put him in, like, the Bachelor graveyard, like, never wanting to see him again, and then Kelly up and does this, and now here I am, January 2021.
I know.
Still talking about Peter Pilot.
No, it's like the first Monday of January last year, it was Peter Pilot's big day. And the first Monday of this year. And it's like, we need to leave Peter the Pilot in 2020. And I think that's what Kelly was trying to do.
And Peter Pilot picked a pack of pickled peppers, 100%.
100%. Okay, so I guess I've made sense of this a little bit more.
You know, I'm overjoyed. Like, Kelly is a queen with, like, an amazing job. And I just think that, like, Peter's a boy. Kelly's a woman. I also think
Kelly is the sort of person who, if the Bachelor producers ever need to, like, go into the archives and choose someone to be the Bachelorette, like, she should be at the top of their list.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, and our next Splitsville news is that Zoe Kravitz and Carl Glusman have split after less than 2 years of marriage.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Remember when she got married and it was like the same weekend as Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, and I think it was in that same town in France that they all got married, right? And then it was like, which one was Jason Momoa going to go to? Game of Thrones cast member or his stepdaughter?
Obviously stepdaughter.
But I feel like he went to the Game of Thrones after party.
100%, because that's where it was at.
But no, this is sad because now they're filing for divorce.
Oh, I mean, like, this is so Hollywood and so quarantine. So, like, sad for them, obviously. A love lost. But, yeah, like, again, I'm not going to... This isn't one of the ships that I was, like, building.
Right.
That I, like, need to now go home, you know?
Yeah, but now we have, like, two very eligible bachelorettes on the market. And I think for future ships, that's exciting.
Yeah.
For my shipbuilding enterprise.
Yes, no, for business. It's good for business. But yes, I agree. It'll be really interesting to see who Zoe Kravitz dates because she's, like, the belle of the ball in Hollywood right now. She's
the belle of the ball.
And she's, like, gorgeous. Maybe, honestly, like, Jason Momoa could step in and, like, set her up with a former castmate from Game of Thrones. There's so many good-looking guys. Richard Madden is so handsome.
So handsome. Is he single even?
I don't know.
I feel like they're all sort of wifed up.
Yeah, that's also, like, what I love about them. It's such, like, a... Like, they have such family values over at the Game of Thrones cast, you know?
I totally agree. Okay, well, our next story is a little bit of happy couple news.
Finally.
I know. I just wanted to give you... Bad news, then the good news. Though I do think in general we should deliver the good news first. But Ladies of London alum Caroline Stanberry is engaged to her boyfriend Sergio Carallo.
This is crazy.
This is crazy because it was a mere few months ago that we reported that she was divorced.
Which was shocking.
Shocking. A few months later, she was dating someone very exciting. Now she's engaged. Like, this got so serious so fast. And Caroline Stanberry is an actual queen.
No, literally, like... Queenie, she's the queen of London, and now she's like the princess of Dubai.
No, 100%. And so whatever Caroline Stanberry wants, she gets.
Clearly.
And now she's engaged.
Even though her life has changed so much since I first discovered the queen that she was. And honestly, like, I know you're not supposed to, like, envy other people's lives, and, like, you really never know what's going on behind closed doors, but, like, just for, like, a month, I would love to be the Caroline Stanberry that was, like, had that office that was, like, the gift guide company and was, like, the most fabulous woman in London and, like, in charge of this, like, fabulous group of people. I would like to be that girl for just, like, a week.
No, I totally agree. Or this girl now because it's fabulous no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, but there was, like, a special level of fabulosity to that London life.
I know. So this is just really exciting.
What does the man do? I hope he has a lot of money. Caroline needs
so
that.
So we reported on this a while ago, and he's a former professional soccer player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's good. Extremely good looking.
And there's a lot of money in soccer. Hopefully he's good.
Hopefully he was like, you know, first string.
Ronaldo.
He was first string for Illyria.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I heard he was really more of a Cornwall guy.
No.
Yeah. No, that's just what I heard, though. Again, you can never trust these rumors.
No, I mean, the rumors are flying.
No, the rumor mill is in overdrive.
Overdrive, especially in 2021. But I just think this is some happy couple news. And again, just holding out hope that Ladies of London somehow makes its
but
return.
She lives in Dubai, so she needs to be in like a show of like Dams of Dubai. Oh, that actually sounds good.
It does. And I also think that if she ever did move back to London, like Ladies of London would pick up again. I think they're just like waiting for her.
I also think Dubai makes a really interesting setting for a reality show, just like separately. There's separately. So much wealth there.
I agree. Have you heard these rumors that Real Housewives of Miami is coming back?
Yes, I have. And there's like substantial, what's the word in SVU? Circumstantial evidence.
Circumstantial evidence.
Like there's substantial, but it's only circumstantial.
Yeah. No, it can either happen or not.
Which is really two of the only possibilities.
Right, which is where we were a year ago.
But too. We always say like of all, in the ecosystem of Housewives, it's so strange that Miami left in the way that it did because it really was perfect show. Yeah. They had Larsa Pippen on there for a minute. Leah Black, who was so wealthy and a part of American history. American. Yeah. Americana. Like, it was excellent. The Hochsteins, our favorite.
Yeah.
So much money.
Yeah. We're ready if it decides to come back. I mean, I don't know how we'll do another Housewives on our plate, but we'll manage.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, my plate has...
so full. I need a bigger plate.
Which... I mean, I'm used to having a really full plate.
At this point, I need one of those plates that's
Lazy
like...
Lazy Susan.
No.
A charger?
A charger.
Yeah. You were like literally just make a circle with your finger, but I knew exactly what you were
talking
about.
Yeah, no, I need a charger. It's not even a real plate, but it's big.
No, I know. Really quickly, I want to talk about Everlane. Is that
Please.
Okay with you?
Yes.
Which is today's sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Everlane. Building your wardrobe is a continuous journey. That is so true. And of finding what makes you feel the most you. This year, discover fresh favorites that do more than figure style and shape. The everyday essentials from Everlane fit your resolution to help make a difference in the world. In 2010, Everlane made a resolution to create quality clothing with ethical factories and radical transparency. They do extensive research and vetting to use ethical factories that provide fair wages and reasonable hours to skilled people who craft their clothing. Every piece has timeless designs and they're made with the finest sustainable materials so you can weather short-lived trends and wear them for years to come. Most retailers charge up to 6 times their cost and hide their markups, but Everlane shares exactly how much their products cost to make from labor to transportation. I actually wore so many Everlane things while we were away because I got my package right before we left and I had like slippers and just like amazing products. And,
yeah, I stole your slippers. They were amazing.
And in the year, like in the times now, it's really like kind of a moral choice to like not support, you know, fast fashion that just like really is made unethically. And that's why it feels good to shop at Everlane. Mm-hmm. If you're searching for the perfect pair of jeans, the kind that you wear all week and never wash, Everlane has it. From skinny to relaxed, slim to athletic, you can find the perfect cut that fits your form just right. You can also choose your stretch level. So they have vintage style rigid, they have original with just a hint of stretch, or the body-hugging authentic stretch, which is what I have because I love stretchy jeans. They're all made from certified organic cotton at the world's cleanest denim factory with zero landfill waste. Go to everlane.com/toast and sign up for 10% off your first order, plus free shipping. You can get easy returns within 60 days of your ship date. But you have to go to everlane.com/toast to get that 10% off your first order, plus the free shipping. That's 10% off your first order when you go to everlane.com/toast and sign up.
Love it. Okay, well, speaking of new year, new goals, James Corden is talking about his weight loss goals. He says, quote, "I'm fed up with being unhealthy."
I feel that. Like
in 100%. An emotional clip, late night host James Corden details his decade plus struggle to reach his ideal weight, emotionally confessing that he's fed up with his repeated attempts to get in shape. He said, quote, "I've realized that every year for the past decade, probably even 15 years, on January the 1st, I've told myself and anyone that would listen that I'm going on a diet, I'm going to lose a load of weight." He said in a clip uploaded to the WW Weight Watchers YouTube page.
Oh, so this is a sponsorship.
Yes. He said, I'm fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with being unhealthy. This is the year I'm doing it. Because of that, over Christmas, I've eaten everything that's in the fridge because in my head, in January, I'm starting at this diet and it'll be a success. And as you can see, it hasn't. It's starting to get me down in a way, he added. I've never been able to stick to anything like that. I've spent a long time accepting that this is my body and that's it. But I really am sick and tired of just doing the same thing every year. He says that he reached out to WW this time around in hopes of fulfilling his resolution. So I think, this is clearly like a partnership.
But it is really interesting because I feel like one of the things like I've been following like since I was a kid, whenever Weight Watchers had commercials, was like the celebrities who became
spokespeople.
And in order to be a successful spokesperson, you have to commit to losing the weight. So it's like, you know that once they sign that contract, like they will be.
Right. And now like, It is obviously a lot of pressure to tell everyone you intend to lose this weight, but it also holds you more accountable that, you know, all of these people and this company is behind you and, you know, you're doing it so publicly.
I feel like there hasn't been like a big celebrity public face of Weight Watchers in such a long time. Like, I literally remember the last one was like Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
Oprah. Oh, well, yeah, but now she owns the company, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, so I think this is really exciting for him.
Me too.
And
I totally relate to, like, just being sick of, like, your body. Like, I feel that 100%.
No, and being sick of, like, and I feel like I do the same thing. It's like, you know, oh, I know I'm going to start a diet, so I'm going to eat what I want now because I'm not going to be able to. And then it's even more disheartening when you don't follow through on that.
Yeah, and I can only imagine, like, being in the public sphere, like, and I actually talk about this a lot in my book, like, being a famous fat person, like, it's so taxing. Like, you have no idea. And James Corden is on, like, is so famous. He's on TV every night. And I can only imagine, like, what he has to deal with from the public.
Yeah, so I think that this is an exciting partnership, an exciting...
I'm excited to watch.
...venture. And I always appreciate when someone is so open about their journey to getting healthy. And also, it's been a while since we, like, a lot of people, like, lose weight and then they talk about it in hindsight. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is what I did. And it's easy. It's, you know, you see the results. And so...
Right.
But to go from the outset and be so public about it, like, everyone's going to be watching him now.
It's very brave.
And it's very, very brave. And I... wish him the best.
Me too. Good luck, James.
Good luck, James. Okay, next story. Some really funny news. Andy Cohen drunkenly rips Mayor Bill de Blasio on CNN's Times Square holiday coverage.
This video has gone
totally viral.
By the way, so was it after 12 o'clock or did this news still happen in 2020?
This is 2021 news.
Okay. It was after midnight?
It was after midnight and... Anderson was taking a shot of tequila. I guess he famously does not like tequila. And he started to, like...
Wince
a bit. And Andy said, that's how I felt when I saw Mayor de Blasio dancing just now. I just don't need to see that in the beginning of 2021. Then he started to yell, get it together, do something
with this city. It was so funny. And I feel like every person from New York watching that was like, oh, man. Finally. And you know, it actually carries a lot of weight having said that on CNN.
Yes.
It's not like, you know, on Bravo, you could say whatever you want.
Like, or on the internet.
Yeah. But like to say it on CNN, you could see like Anderson Cooper was like, oh no. And then Andy was so drunk and he's like, all right, that's what I'm saying. I'll be tiptoeing back to Bravo now. It was just like a perfect moment for like New Yorkers who have been so frustrated.
So fed up.
With like the lack of leadership and the lack of organization. And like, there's just so much to be, confused and angry about. And I just like really appreciated this moment of like drunk honesty from Andy Cohen. And it was hysterical.
And of course, like Mayor de Blasio, he responded. And
he did?
Yeah, it stinks.
What'd he say? He's so lame.
It's Claudia, this response is worse.
Ugh.
Not the first time I've heard a drunk person complain about someone's dance moves. Like, so you missed the point.
Oh, that's so... We're not complaining about your dance moves. We're complaining about you, sir. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Honestly, like, if only, like, politicians had, like...
A representative of his.
Right. Had cool, young, like, forward-thinking representatives. Because you know what? Mayor de Blasio should go and watch Travis Live. Like, if he's looking to rehabilitate his image, which I can't imagine that he's not, he needs to get out ahead of it. And, like, Andy's the perfect person to have in your corner.
Yeah.
Or like, Andy, like, why don't you come to Gracie Mansion? Tell me what I need to improve on. Like, these politicians, they're so much pride.
Yeah. No, that's such a good point. But like, he couldn't go out and watch What Happens Live.
But also, Mayor Bill de Blasio, I think, has already been two terms. So, like, he can't even win again. Maybe he doesn't even care. Like, he's just like, I'm done with this job. I'm going home.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, no, 100%. Even though he still has like a full calendar year until he's out. I don't think he can run again. So maybe he's just like done.
Yeah, but you don't think he has other like hopes and dreams?
Well, he did run for president. I know everyone forgets about that because like there was like so many people running for president, but like I just think it's important that we don't forget, like, Mayor Bill de Blasio literally thought he was doing such a good job that like the whole country needed his plan. When people in New York are like starving and dying, like poverty, crime, he's like, yeah, this is good. Like I should do this everywhere.
More.
Yeah, more of it. Like more. So fucking stupid. I forgot that he ran for president. Like honestly, he should be embarrassed. Like
the thing is, like, I don't think he's embarrassed.
No.
That's what's embarrassing.
100%. I mean, he thinks he's like so fabulous that he should like go out into Times Square and dance for us on New Year's Eve. Like, no. Okay. We've had a hard enough year.
Dance, Mayor.
Dance. Like, just dance for us. Like, no. Go home. We're tired of you.
We are.
Oh, that's funny.
Are you ready for our fifth and final?
And you know what? We don't talk about like politics here, but like to me, what I love most about Mayor Bill de Blasio is that he's completely apolitical. Like everyone hates him.
Yeah.
And that is just like in a year that's been so divisive.
At least we can all agree on that.
I find comfort in that. Yes. I really, really do.
I agree. Are you ready for...
And I wonder if like Bill de Blasio has like a number one fan. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what? I was thinking about that. Like I kind of want to go to his like Instagram comments and like see who comments like...
De Blasio fan one.
Like
you know?
Star eyes.
Yeah, no. I just like I'm curious if there actually are people who like adore him, you know?
Yeah.
Because he has to have like certain people around him who tell him like... I mean, this man ran for president. Like, he obviously thinks that there
like
are people who like
him.
Someone
told him that's a good idea.
Somebody lied to him several times. Yeah. Oh, so funny.
So funny. And speaking of Bill de Blasio, Ben will be co-hosting tomorrow. And you'll be sure to get his thoughts on this.
Oh, 100%. But Ben, like, I feel like there are people who disagree with the mayor, like, politically, based on, like, agenda, like, bills. Like, Ben just doesn't like his
vibe. Like him because he's a rat bastard.
Like, Ben never gives an answer. I'm like, so what do you like about his policies? And Ben's like, I saw a chicken bone on the floor. You know? like he doesn't give like, so, like I can actually write out a list of like what I think the mayor has done wrong, like politically.
Yes.
But Ben is just like, there's a chicken bone on
the floor. Smell bad.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's why we love him. That's why we love him.
There's a chicken bone on the floor.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Okay. Now, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Only if it's the fifth and final story that's brought to you by stamps.com.
It is that.
One thing we learned in 2020, the internet is even more awesome than we thought. Groceries online, movies online, doctor's visits online, and of course, going to the post office online with stamps.com. Stamps.com allows businesses to do all their mailing and shipping right from their computer. No need to leave their home or office or home office. Stamps.com has saved small businesses all over the country thousands of hours and tons of money. And now you can too. Oh my God, excuse me. With stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS right on your computer. Plus, big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses have already used stamps.com. Make 2021 the year you stop wasting your time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. Plus, there's no risk. With our promo code TOAST, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments required. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TOAST. That's stamps.com, promo code TOAST. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Love it.
You promise?
Okay, fifth and final story. Some very sad news. Country star Tyler Rich details finding a dead man's body on a New Year's Eve run.
This is so crazy. We were just talking about this because his picture looked so familiar and I couldn't remember because I'm not familiar with his music. But at the CMA red carpets, we 100% spoke to him and his beautiful fiance.
Yes. And now Tyler Rich is detailing the harrowing moment he discovered a dead man's body while out on a New Year's Eve run. The singer shared a series of posts on Instagram in which he described finding a young man's body in the woods while running at Chicopee Memorial State Park in Massachusetts. He said, "Not the way I planned on closing out 2020. I guess my last day of the year made sense," he wrote of the incident. "My heart breaks for this poor young man. This will be an image and moment of my life I will never forget." He said that he was about 2.5 miles into his run when he saw what he thought was a young homeless man sleeping in a heavily wooded area at the state park. He said that he passed him a few times and just assumed he was sleeping. But then after running around him, he felt bad for him. He was sleeping face down and just looked like he was in a bad place. Mm-hmm. So he turned around and went back to check on him. Then he realized that he wasn't breathing, and as he got around to the front of him, he saw a lifeless face covered in blood everywhere. It looked like maybe he was shot or there was a blunt force.
That's so traumatizing.
Yeah, so he ran to find someone who had a phone so he could call the police, and then he gave statements to the state troopers.
This is like the beginning of an episode of SVU. Like, that's literally how it happens, like a jogger. But, oh my God, this is so scary, and I feel like, oh my God, like, that's so sad for the person who was shot or whatever, or, I don't know. And also for Tyler, like, so traumatizing.
So traumatizing.
And what a crazy story.
A crazy, very terrible story.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how traumatizing that is to, like,
and, like, on the last day of the year, that. You're like, what does this mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Really sad. Oh, my God.
Very, very sad. So.
Well, those were the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning
time. And we feel as though you needed to know them. I mean, I don't want to make any generalizations or overhype or overestimate or, you know, be too optimistic about 2021.
Please don't.
Just take it one day at a time. But
one day at a time.
Oh, I'm doing a smoothie cleanse. Thanks.
Congrats.
So that's my new year, new me. Thanks to Lizzo, I have been preparing to do the cleanse that she did. I think I'm going to, like, do a little vlog, you know, and take people with me. I mean, I had to buy, like, a smoothie machine and everything. And I'm really excited. When she talked about, Lizzo talked about the fact, like, the cleanse made her feel so much better. Like, the whites of her eyes were even brighter. Like, that just, like, struck a chord with me. I was like, that's how I want to feel.
Yeah, well, I whiten the whites of my eyes and face too, so I don't need to do a juice cleanse.
Stop. I mean, I just want to see how it feels.
You want to know what my resolution?
And I'll report back, and I'll just, like, let you guys know if this is something that we need to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think I pretty much said I'm, like, never doing a cleanse, like, ever in my life. But do let me know, and best of luck to you.
No, and, like, for others. You know, I am an influencer, and so I must influence.
You intend to influence.
I intend to.
My resolutions are pretty much keeping the bad bitch that I am, and don't let your emails pile up. Like, I'm literally dreading how many emails I have, but, like, they just, if you don't take care of them, they'll bury you.
They will. That's a good resolution. I shared on the Patreon episode, we did an All Steens on Deck episode with the four sisters, and honestly, it's so funny. We're, like, such on vacation mode, and we're just, like, laughing a ton. And Miss Kaler, that's Michaela, even made an appearance, and she sneezed for us on the podcast. She sneezed on the pod, and the pod got sicker. And you can head over to patreon.com/morningtoast to hear that, but I was sharing one of my resolutions, which is just, like, something easy that I think will make me feel, you know, nicer in my body, which is I'm gonna try to start shaving my legs once a week.
Oh yeah,
maybe every Sunday night.
Good luck.
Thank you.
No, good luck, seriously.
Thank you.
Also, so unrelated, but since you brought up Michaela, because Michaela was with us for 2 weeks, we more than we cared to, you know, indulge in, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse was playing, like, in the house at 24/7.
That Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is a sick beat.
MICKEYMOUSE. Okay, and so Ben discovered this, like, hidden talent that he has, the most amazing impersonation of Mickey Mouse all night. Last night, I couldn't go to bed. Every time I tried to fall asleep, I hear Ben, Miska! Mouska, Mickey Mouse. I'm going to make him do it on the podcast tomorrow. His fucking impersonation is perfect. Like, sickeningly sick perfect.
Sickeningly sick. Like, I feel as though the content that I really, like, that we watched the most of on this trip was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And you guys, like, this is premium stuff that these kids are watching.
Gorgeous.
Miska, Mouska.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
It's such good stuff. So, yeah, that's, like, where my head's at right now.
No, me too. I'm still physically, I'm in New York. Mickey Mentally, Mouse. I'm in the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Clubhouse. Come inside.
It's fun inside. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside.
It's fun inside.
And on that.
It's like a sick jazz beat. It's like skitty doo doo.
It's at any minute, I'm expecting Mickey to just slide out and be like, skit da, scurati, scat, scat, scat.
Imagine if Mickey breaks off and improvs.
No, Mickey's so talented. Like,
no, and he's also
the, like, way really, he carries that show on his back.
He does. He's such a good leader, and he's so patient with the kids. He's like, which ring fits in the hole? And
when it's like, obviously the little one. Like, it's so
they're
stupid.
They're, like, lined up to show you which one. He waits for you to sort out that answer.
No, it's like, how many cups are in the ingredients? And it's like literally three cups. Like, it says it right there, Mickey.
No, and it's like, how many times is he going to say the big red gooey fish?
So, yeah, that's where our mind's at. But after this week, we'll be back in.
We'll be back to pop culture.
To Bravo, losing brain cells every minute.
And The Bachelor.
And The Bachelor, which is tonight. Again, we'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Me and Ben for Tuesday, Wednesday show. And then Jax returns on Thursday. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope your year is off to an amazing start. Just like a positive, fresh vibe.
Yes.
And with that, we bid you adieu. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and our podcast can be found so at Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us on Morning Toast and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We hope you have an amazing day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.